Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And here we are again, another day, and we have some more healings for everybody. So if you'd like to get a sample healing, just type it in on the web, on the website here of Don's, BBS Fast Chat. And here we go. Introducing entity work first. Remember, entities are these critters that come into us to get us upset. They take away our life force energy. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is just one of the many energetic bodies that we clear from people. So here we go. Releasing them now. And they're coming out of you. Some of the other energetic bodies that we don't necessarily want are the extraterrestrial worms and little critters that come into us and go from different parts of our body, taking away our life force energy. And that's a whole different show, so I won't talk about them. But anyway, now that I did, that's what they are. These are the emotional bodies on the earth plane here. But we do have many other things that inhabit us. So here we go. Entities are being taken away. These you can just think of as ghosts. And they've been released from you right now. And here we go. Working from the bottom of our feet, going to the top of our head. And this whole show is about getting you back into your body with your spirit. So we have many, many clearings that help you do that. Remember, your spirit cannot and will not come into density. And the density is the darkness of mind. And we're controlled by that. That's completely in our body through the thoughts and judgments of our ancestors. So we're now working up through our waist energy and going up. Now to our solar plexus, going up further, shoulders, down our arms. Okay, here we go. And I'm yawning, so some people have some entities, naturally. And now we're going to the top of our head. Great. I will do a chakra alignment, going down to your heart center, reposition that, throat, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. We'll do an opening now. I'll use the word spin to command the energy, and I'm yawning some more. Well, some heavy energies out there. One of you people have had some stuff happening. So here we go. Heart center. Gonna move that energy now to get it opened up more. I use the word spin, so spin, 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 open. Fifth chakra, spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra, your third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 spin. Ah, that's where it is. Some of you have power chakra troubles. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, spin, open. First chakra, spin, spin, open. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. And this, just remember how to do this, as you should be doing daily, as often as you like. So we're going to drop your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self, the thoughts inside of your head, into your heart so you can become heart-centered and be in the moment. Remember, when you're not in the moment, you're in time, and then you're in the darkness. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. This you can do yourself anytime you wish. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8. Wow. Holy cow. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8. Wow. Something's being interfered with out there. So let me just stop here. See if we got any shapeshifters and anybody out there. Yeah, I see some shapeshifters. These are probably in your body, hanging out. They come forward off and on, look out of your eyes, and quickly go back in. So I'm going to release some of these shapeshifters. These are extraterrestrial life forms that are inhabiting your body. So, and it could be more than one person out there. Here we go. I'm going to take them out. So we'll just also do a healing here for the darkness. So if there's any beings out there that are in your room, maybe also inside of you that want to go to the light, this is your chance right now. So if you do on a few of the shows here, we're doing it right now because they're here and they want to get put into the light before they get terminated before the ascension time. So here they go. We'll count to 10. They can walk into the light. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. So if you don't have the page up, just go to Creation Light Shift Healing and scroll down on your scroll bar on the right side a little ways here, about an inch or so, underneath the blinking flower, which is underneath the buttons and the BBS fast chat. And you're going to see a light beam pop up about an inch or so on your scroll bar. So just scroll down until she comes up. She's fully energized right now. And these shapeshifters, these extraterrestrial life forms of the darkness without spirits, without souls in them, are now going to be given an opportunity to leave here and come into the light. So we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll just have everybody kind of move around just a little bit. I'll just put some music on shortly here, and then from there we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So let's get these things out of everybody here. That feels good. So let's do our mind to heart drop. Hopefully you all felt something on this here. So here we go. I'm going to drop down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be pretty much heart-centered. So we'll put the music on again and just stay in your heart and enjoy being heart-centered right now. Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yep, I'm out here in cyberspace. So hi and hello to everyone that's with us. I see a lot of names on the fast chat, so that's great. And some requests and so on and some questions, so that's very good. So I guess we'll just get into some of that right now, if that's all right with you, Ron.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, great. So, actually, I was going to bring up the whole category of the invisible energetic body clearings, and we do have some requests for some samples of different ones. So maybe first you can just talk about what the invisible bodies are and a little bit about those clearings in general, and then we'll get into some specific ones.
Sure, okay. The invisible bodies that we clear, invisible body clearings, are energy bodies that are invisible, that's why we call it that you cannot see. And you can feel them, though, because this is what clogs up with energy. So these bodies were put in place by the Earth Spirit so that your physical body will not die from the mind energy of the darkness and the transmissions from the ETs off-planet and maybe even on-planet to you, these mind-controlling energies. And along with people's ability to do psychic attacks with their mind. Remember, people bend spoons with their mind. So how do they do that? Well, just think if they're trying to bend one of your bones or something in place of bending a spoon. So the mind's very powerful. And these bodies are put in place to protect your physical body from being actually destroyed by these attacks from these different types of beings, modalities, or whatever you want to call it here. So the main thing is that you want to clear these bodies out. There's many of them, and they get overloaded. When you're first born, they're working perfectly fine. It's like a brand new car with this brand new air cleaner and oil filter. And then all of a sudden, as you get more mileage on you, these things get dirty, and they don't function properly. And the waste, these energies, kind of get spilled over into you. And then all of a sudden, when that happens, you start having what you might call your quote-unquote learning lessons. And the body wants to heal these anyway, but you start having more stuff happening to you because these bodies are overwhelmed. So once you get them cleaned out, then those issues are released from you. And this is the whole key behind these clearings. And these are all your negative cellular memories and past programming. Remember, the spirit only works in the now. So it doesn't really know about these things, but your body does. And the mind energy puts you into the darkness because you're dealing with darkness that is either in your past or your future. And most of it is in the past, which is your ancestors' belief systems. So is that pretty clear to you, Sylvia?
Yes, that really says it like it is. And I think the whole thing about the ancestors bringing forth their judgments from the past and passing them on to us, handing them down to us, is kind of something that you don't hear other people talking about much in the healing community. And so it makes a lot of sense that it's kind of like an issue that is really important to address. That's not being, you know, that doesn't, other people have completely missed that.
Yeah, they don't understand it, or they may not fully grasp what's happening, because they normally talk about how powerful your thoughts are. So when you think of that, you think, wow, this is really powerful. I can create something with my thoughts. And then you have a negative effect happen into your life. So with that same premise, naturally you thought a negative thought, and you drew upon this darkness to you. And so they'll say, well, what did you do to you to have a car accident, or maybe you lost some money, or you hurt your body, or broke maybe your arm or something. So right away they're in judgment of you, saying, gee, what did you do to you to have this negative thought? Well, it was stored inside of you. That's why you want to release these energetic negative patterns that's inside of you. And I'll kind of go a step further here, since I talked about your negative cellular memory, in a sense, because there are positive things stored there, too, but mainly the negative stuff is what we're dealing with. So the whole thing is, you know, how much you want to get healed. And then, you know, what you want and what you desire in your life. You know, everybody would like to have something happen. And I'm sure that the people listening would also like, you know, to have healings. So then what you have is what you want and desire. And then from there, it's what kind of dedication you have to have a change. So just wanting something is one thing, and desiring it, but actually the dedication to follow through is something else. So your dedication is how much you're willing to work on yourself. And so everybody is dedicated to go to work, to have a job, to make money, and this is just the way life is here. So the dedication is how much do you have in the dedication to have healings done to you. Remember that the actual process is that you have to change your mental outlook on life a little bit, because we're involved here completely in the darkness energy. When we're born, we're in the darkness. We don't know it yet. And then all of a sudden you find out that you're being mind controlled, at least on this program you find that out. And you can look at everybody else around you, and they're just caught into the situation of having to survive, which is the darkness. The light would not wish to have that done. They would bring an extra energy to you if you lived in the light. So what we have is a lot of duality here. And so one of these dualities is, do you choose to live in the light, or do you choose to live in the darkness? And so that's a choice. So the dedication, I hope, for everybody is to live in the light versus the darkness. The next thing is, do you choose to live in spirit or do you choose to live in ego? That's another thing that you have to look at. The next one is, are you going to be in the present moment or do you live in the future and the past? And that's the mind energy, the mind-controlling energy. So where's your dedication there in your life? Where do you choose to align yourself with? And two, in the different places, people, things that you see. Remember, everything that you deal with, since we deal with life here, you know, is a relationship. And are the people in your life around you living in the past and in the future, reinforcing that, which is, you know, hard for you to get out of, because you're dealing with your mind patterns too. Next thing is, do you choose life or do you choose death? Well, life is in the moment. Death is when you're outside of the moment. And when you're dealing with the past and the future, there's no life force energy there, typically from the divine, because it doesn't live there. This is why I do what we call the universal timing alignment for people. When I bring you into the present moment, that's where life is. And so the past is basically death. It's something that you don't want to live with and be in, because that's all of your trials and tribulations and traumas. And the future is just a way that you can try to escape reality here, thinking that it's going to be better tomorrow or in the next few years. But all that is death energy. Next one is you choose to be in the reality. What's your dedication there? Are you going to be in the reality right now, in the moment, or are you going to be in illusion? And again, the illusion is the future and the past. And then also you have your conscious thoughts. You want to be in the present moment with conscious thoughts, remember being fully conscious of what you're thinking in the moment. Or are you going to be in mind control and using that energy to control you by not being in the moment? So this is kind of how I kind of view healings. And, you know, where is your, everybody has its own question, where's your dedication to that? Like I said, every day we're forced to do things here. Unfortunately, it's not an easy life here because we are on this prison planet and we have to go out and do things, you know, to survive and to have a job. But basically, I think everybody would agree that if you're strictly in love energy, and this whole planet was love energy, we wouldn't have to deal with the negativity that's here. But yet it's here. But you still have to be able to walk and break yourself and walk away from this here, break the old patterns of life. This is what these healings that we do allow you to have, so that you can be changed, so you can walk into a new you. Otherwise, you're living everything like I said in the past. You're living in darkness. You're living in ego. You're living in the future, the past. You're creating death for yourself. You're living in illusion. And all that is under, you know, mind control. So you're definitely controlled by the mind. And it's nothing to do with divinity. So this is kind of where we are here. And, you know, the whole thing is, how much do you choose to work on yourself to get out of that aspect so you can be more peaceful inside of yourself? Remember, everybody wants to seek, you know, internal peace. And you know what that's like when we bring you into the heart center. You're at peace. And this is where we should be living continuously. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, that was really a wonderful kind of summary of what we have to do. So now getting into some of these specific healings, I'm looking at the list of the invisible energetic body clearings, and it looks like there's about 24 of them there. So probably won't be able to talk about every one of them, but there's a few that people have requested on the fast chat. So the first one is the victim clearing. So we have a request for a 5-day sample of that, but maybe you can just talk about it a little bit too.
Yeah, okay. This is one of the clearings. Remember, you're dealing with the past of you being a victim, being out of your own spiritual integrity, having to deal with the energies of someone else that was brought to you. Now, that's all inside of you. Remember, if you don't have it inside of yourself, you won't be a victim. So your ancestors gave you this gift. You might check and see how your parents respond to that and your grandparents, if you happen to know them. And just see how much of the victim energy they're carrying. Do they not hold themselves up very well? Do they have a low self-esteem? And was that brought to you? So we'll do this clearing here. We'll go back 5 days. And this is just being, you know, in the mind energy. and in the ego of just not being who you really want to be. So you're a victim. You don't have enough energy in you, enough spirit energy that you're connecting with to flow around and get rid of the energy of being a victim, of having someone else control you, or feeling like you have not enough energy inside of you to overcome the situations that you're dealing with. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, we'll do the next clearing. You can bring one of them up if you wish.
Okay, the next one we had a question on was the judgment clearing.
Okay, this is a great one. So this is get you out of the judgment energy. Again, it's all under the same umbrella of mind control. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. In fact, I'll do 5 days previous. Have a 10-day clearing. So we'll go back 10 days, so cleared. 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, and 6 days cleared. Okay, there we go.
Wow, that was wonderful. Let's see. Next one was a heartache. Now, I don't know if that's one of the invisible bodies, but that was on the fast chat. So.
Okay, we'll do a heartache clearing. So, here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Boy, there's some energy out there. Holy moly. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. So that typically is relationship. Maybe feeling that you've been deceived by someone, which means that you gave your power away to someone else and they gave you somehow a psychic whammy. Whatever the situation was, and then you took that on, and it hurt your heart because you maybe put the person up on a pedestal or something like that, and you gave away your energy to someone. So it boomeranged back to you to give you a heartache. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. Let's address a couple of questions before we continue with samples. So this question is, it's an ascension question, and it's how can the dark side steal souls at the time of the ascension if all the darkness is gone?
Yeah, that happens just before the ascension time. And so the dark side can get a clue. They know about when it's going to happen. And somehow they're able to be very shifty to do that. Remember, the light only works in the now. And so I cannot tell you how the dark side actually knows when the ascension time is coming. They're always on full alert. And then all they have to do is take your spirit energy through the barcode of your spirit, which all spirits on this earth plane have, and they just all of a sudden shift you to a dark side universe at a blink of an eye. Now remember, the dark side in its own reality is just as powerful as the light. The only difference is that when the light comes, it has the energy of spirit with it, and so it can actually work with the darkness and make the darkness part of the light, and it can also kick it out of its universe of light. So it is a little more powerful. I shouldn't say that the dark side is equal to it, but basically it's very, 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 very close because it mimics it. Remember, we're down here in darkness. And everybody thinks that they're in the light, but you're not. And so what happens is your spirit also has been brainwashed for all of your incarnations. Remember, everybody listening here probably has been here more than one time. And so you probably have been here 500 lifetimes. And so your spirit now has a program of reincarnation, which is the dark side energy. So it can relate to that probably much easier than the true light energy, because it's already formed a pattern, a program that the dark side is using to control you and control your spirit. And so these barcodes that your spirit has on it needs to be taken away. And this is how this process happens. So when the light decides to do its process, maybe a millisecond before that, the dark side just takes you to a dark side universe because it can control your spirit. Remember, you're forced to reincarnate. So you go, well, yeah, why am I forced to incarnate? Well, because you're following a dark side script. You're believing in the energies typically of the religions here of heaven and hell. So when you die, you believe in that, and your spirit has to experience that. And then you come back over again after you're kind of dusted off because you're supposed to, because you think that's the way spiritual energy is. The light's supposed to come in and do reincarnations. Well, that's true, but you're not supposed to reincarnate on one planet all the time. That's your free choice. And most people are totally aware of that, and if they had their choice right now to say that I don't want to be here any longer with all this pain and suffering, they would say, I'd like to get out of here. Well, this is what happens every 2,000 years. But you must get that darkness off of you, off of your spirit, I should say, so that you're able to have the light control you more than the darkness. Because remember, everybody here is holding darkness energy. And the darkness energy is keeping you aligned with these mind-controlling energies and these invisible bodies that are attached to you and the mind control from the ETs. Remember, you have all these worms inside of you, too. I can go on and on, but the main thing is that you want to get yourself cleaned out as much as you can so that you can hold more spirit energy in your body. And once you hold more spirit energy, then the darkness cannot attach to you. And this is why we have all these invisible body clearings plus other ones. So back to you, Sylvia.
So this brings up a question about, you know, someone who's really trying to get themselves, you know, recovered from all the past experiences that they've been through, that their spirit energy has essentially kind of gotten lost or stuck in. You know, and all the different lifetimes and all the different experiences, and you're trying to collect all that back up so that you can be whole and complete and have all your spirit energy with you in the present moment. So how do you go about doing that?
Well, the main thing is, I'd say, is to get away from the darkness. That's a pretty big question. The whole thing is that you want to get your spirit reconnected to the light. Does that help you, Sylvia?
Yeah, so basically the clearings that you do, each one of them is kind of addressing one aspect of that?
Yeah, what you have two things going on here. We have our body and we have our spirit. And so the body is going to be doing the ascension process. It wants to get out of here too, just like you would like to get out of here. When I talk about you, that's probably the thoughts in your mind, like, I don't want to be here. Well, what's your body telling you? Remember, your body, through its genetic coding, has been here for a long time, too. It's just expressing itself in a different body form in each incarnation, but it's still the same basic body, in a sense, okay? So, I don't know if I'm making this clear to everybody. Remember, your parents are you, and you are your parents, because they gave you the genetics, okay? And you are your grandparents. And so your grandparents' body would like to leave, but now it's being represented in you in the way you look. You know, so you have your grandparents, which are four individual people. Well, they boil down into you. So you're like the melting pot. And they would like to get out of here also, but you're holding that lineage of your ancestors with you. And so in genetics, looking at that, you are everybody in your genetic line throughout history. And that line would like to leave here, okay? And it's fully conscious, even though you may not understand that, but it does have spiritual energy in it of the divine, just like your spirit that happens to come into your body. And so your body, being a spiritual body, would love to get the heck off this plane too. So this is why we have the ascension for the body. The other aspect is your spirit. Now, your spirit's been trapped here, forced to come into bodies, you know, lifetime after lifetime. And that has the barcode on it. And so that would like to leave, too. And so everybody wants to leave. You know, so the whole process is you need to get your spirit healthy enough so it can help your body to do the healing so it can leave here. Otherwise, this is going to get stuck here, too. So back to you, Sylvia.
That's really interesting. So the body basically has its own kind of genetic line and its own consciousness that comes forward through time by passing itself down through generations, and then that consciousness has essentially its own will or wish to ascend as well as the spirit?
Yes, this is why Jesus came to do the ascension for the body. Because the body wants to get out of here, wants to have everlasting life. That's what he meant. Not your spirit. Your spirit already has that if it can get out of here. Remember, it's the spirit never dies. It always comes back over and over again, okay? But the body does die. Well, this is a chance to give yourself everlasting life, to get out of this mind-controlling, you know, planet with all of the negative energies on it. Remember, you're controlled by ETs. So I hear shows talking about extraterrestrials and them coming and everything else, and I don't know. I can't really go there, but I just wonder where these people get this stuff, you know, having sightings and everything else and how great it is. Well, where the hell are they? Why aren't they helping us? Why aren't they warding off this mind control? Since they are ETs, why don't they, you know, use whatever they have, their defense mechanisms or lasers or whatever, you know, to get rid of the mind control on the humans here. They talk about how great they are, how wonderful they are, how they're coming, and you know, we're still stuck down here. So even if you hear about all these sightings, are they helping you? No. You know, why not? Because it's in the future. They're coming. Or maybe they see them and they're still coming, you know. But this here is my problem with all that stuff. So your body, you know, is a spirit energy also, just that it's physical. So we see physical spirits walking around here in physical bodies. So that's a spirit energy in your spirit. The body wants to leave, which is your whole body. Now, if we were able to see on another realm, the realm of your spirit, where it's invisible, you would also see the spirits walking around too. So we have two different energies here, and sometimes we just kind of think of it only as one, and people say, well, I'd like to get out of here. I don't care about my body. It can die. I want to leave. Well, your poor body has been suffering here for thousands of years. And it wants to get out of this place. Why hasn't it got out before? Because of kind of what I said earlier, you know. How much dedication did anybody have, you know, years ago, 100 years ago? Did they have the dedication to get the darkness out of their bodies? Because remember, the darkness controls you, then it comes into you. So if you don't have the dedication and the willingness to move forward, your body's not going to leave here. And your spirit has to get healed first. This is what I say on many of my shows. The spirit has to have a healing first in order to have your physical body get a healing. This is why we do light ship healings with people. We take them up to the light ship, and the light beings work with them, and they do heal the body, and your spirit on the light ship is fully materialized. And we also do spirit healings for that also. So most of these clearings are dedicated to your body and also your spirit. But we need to get the barcodes up, everybody, so that you can get out of here. And I've been doing barcode clearing for probably maybe the last year or so. And we also now recently are doing, which I have done in the past too, abduction clearings. We can get you another clearing of getting out of the matrix. So there's many clearings that we do here. And the light ship just became more empowered here, coming down to more of our reality to bring forth these healings for everyone. But regardless, if the light ship was not here, you still should know about this information because your spirit has it. You just need to connect inside of yourself to get the information. What I'm telling you is nothing new to your spirit. It already knows about this stuff. I'm just bringing it out so your ears of your body can hear it so you can move forward. So the whole thing is the dedication that you have to leave here. Because if you don't have that dedication, then you're probably going to get stuck here because you need to get your spirit fully empowered. Like I said before, your spirit doesn't have enough horsepower here. This is why the light ship is here. And once you get your spirit disconnected from the darkness, then your life's going to change. Then you got to clean out your body. So So I hope that's enough information for everybody. I don't want to overwhelm you too much, but this is what I'm trying to get across to everybody, is that your body wants to leave, and so does your spirit. Your body cannot leave without your spirit. So your foundation is to get your body cleared, and the main foundation is to get your spirit cleared. And you need to get away from the darkness energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I think a while ago you mentioned on one of the radio shows something like the body, your body will kill itself to get well.
Yes, it'll keep doing that. It'll keep bringing up these negative traumatic events in you. Remember, this is the mind control energy. This is the darkness. This is the death energies that you have. Remember, the body is living in darkness, and it wants to get those things out of you. It's the illusion. It's going into the future, into the past. All these are programmed into your body to give you the illusion that you're living a good life here. And so you need to get those energies out of you. Otherwise, the body will kill itself to get well. This is why it keeps going on, getting hurt, having situations, because all these energies are programmed into your body. And the darkness is probably laughing because it's saying, how in the heck are you going to get all of these generations, all of these thousands and thousands of people that had their thoughts in your body, you know, get released out of you? Because, you know, they have, you know, the full deck of cards. Well, this is why the light chip comes to do these healings, to get you cleaned out. Otherwise, you're never going to be able to do it yourself. It's literally impossible to do. Just think of how many thoughts you have in a couple of days, and how you judge people, and how that's stored on you. Each time you do a judgment, it's being stored somewhere inside of your body. And that's just driving your car, seeing somebody come out from the street, having to judge yourself if you have to stop and go with your vehicle, put the gas on. These are all judgments that you're making. So these need to get cleared out of you so you can be in the present moment. So this may be a little more real to you people listening out there. So just think of how many judgments your body's carrying and how the baggage is. So the body wants to get rid of these things. So it's going to kill itself trying to do that. And it'll bring up the situations to get the energies out of you. And the only way it can do that is to cause you physical harm and situations so you can wake up. If you don't wake up, it'll just get a bigger 2x4, maybe a 4x4, and then maybe a 6x6, and eventually you're going to be in the hospital wondering what the heck happened to you. And the whole thing is, did you work on yourself? Did you, you know, clear out these negative energies that are giving you a heart condition or a lung condition or cancer or whatever? You know, that's the whole bottom line is, what did you do for yourself? Remember, if you could look upon the last day of your life, and maybe you died and you said, I'm going to go back and look at the last day. You say, what did I do for myself? Did I have any dedication on healing? Did I really want to have my physical body healed? You'd probably say, yeah. And you go, why didn't I do that 20, 30 years ago? Because you're caught in illusion. You're caught in the mind control of the darkness. You're living darkness energies. And this is all that Jesus came here to teach you. It's the same thing now as what it was back then. Get out of the darkness. Do you choose death or do you choose life? And hopefully people that are listening are choosing life, but you have to be dedicated to help yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think the next sample request that we had earlier on the fast chat was the mind illusion clearing sample. So
okay,
does that
so
relate to what you've been talking about?
We had the one with the mind illusion clearing, where you're living the mind in the past. So what this is not extraterrestrial. This is your actual mind consciousness, even though you are controlled. But this is how the mind creates, in a sense, like a file folder, because it wants to escape from reality, so it creates an illusion that you actually live like a parallel lifetime. So here we go. We're going to do this for 5 days here. This is the past for mind illusion. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we're going to do the mind illusion for the future. This is where it actually creates a lifetime. This is like when you daydream. and things like this here where you're dealing with being spaced out. And here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see what we have next. I think the next request was something related to relationships.
Okay, everything in this lifetime is relationship. So I don't know how to do that clearing. It's like a can of worms. Is it relationship with you, your heart energy, with you and your spirit? Is it the relationship between you and your dog or cat? Is it the relationship between your workplace? Is it the relationship with the people around you? Maybe it's the relationship with your car. Maybe you don't like your car. So everything here is a relationship issue. So I don't know how to do that clearing. When I do these clearings, I look at one area and I do that. So what I want to do is the relationship to your car. And I'm sure everybody's going, oh, man, I don't even want that. I want my girlfriend or my boss. Well, I'm going to do your car. So here we go. And you can see the energy shift there. So this is between you and your car. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now you can feel the energy shift between you and your car, which you probably never even thought about. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, actually, that's very interesting. You know, I don't think anybody would really typically think about that unless they had some kind of problem with their car. But I did feel energy shifting when you did that, so that's quite interesting.
Yep. Remember, your thoughts still. Remember, we're dealing with thoughts here, mind energy. You're not in love energy yet. You're still in mind. Remember, those minds can bend spoons. They could probably make your car not run someday, make you late. You know, everything else that relates to that. So it's still a conscious energy because it's made out of molecules, and all molecules are conscious. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I believe the next request that was on the fast chat was for an anger clearing.
Oh, goody. Here we go. So we're going to do, anger. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'm also going to do the fear one. Normally I do the fear one first, but we'll do fear second. When I do a fear clearing, then people get angry because they don't like that, of what happened to them in the past. So this is for fear. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Go ahead, Sylvia. What's next?
Okay, let's see. The next request was for a universal timing clearing sample.
Okay, this is what I talked about earlier, in a sense. All those different things are being out of time. Remember, are in time. Excuse me. So when you're in time, then you have to choose where you want to live, in the light or in the darkness, in reality or illusion, in the present moment, naturally, or future or past. So we normally go into different energies, and that's including spirit and ego. So here we go. Those of you who live, and you can be in both places at once, remember the darkness has this program, so you can go anywhere you want to go. So here we go. This is for the people in the future. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring you into the present moment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now for those of you who live in the past, maybe you had a really great situation in the past, could be anything, and now you don't have that any longer, so you know you're not feeling too good about yourself because it's no longer with you. So here we go. Same thing. And we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that brought you into the present moment here. So I'm going to just put some music on just for a minute so you can actually feel this here. We'll bring you back again, changing your energy. Some people popped out and went into the future because they don't want to be here. So now you're all in the present moment. Perfect. Okay, here we go, everyone. Sit back, contemplate. and just see how it feels to be in the ego versus in the spirit. You're in the present moment right now. Where do you choose to go to? Remember, you all have choice. And the nice thing, the light ship doesn't judge you for whatever choice you make. Question here that I see from Ed real quick here. It says, can your spirit be taken to a dark legion that doesn't, or region that doesn't get turned off at ascension? Yes, the darkness doesn't get affected by the light. And so the light is turned off and the universe of light is no longer here. But the darkness is still a member of its own universe. So yes, it's fully active during that time. But when it gets turned off from the light, then there is no more energy. So there's no such thing as a light any longer because it's no longer in existence. And then when it gets turned back on again, the light regains its territory. I would imagine if the darkness creeps into where the light, we'll say, used to be, the light will just push it away and reclaim its territory over again. So I hope I answered that question properly and the way that you may be able to understand that. But once it gets turned back on, it is all light energy. There's no darkness in the universe of light. The darkness is in its own universe of darkness. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, do we have time for one more sample?
Yeah, we can do one more. We got a couple minutes to go here.
Okay, I see a request for the mind-body interference clearing.
Let's see here. Got to put a different hat on here. Mind-body interference here. Okay. This one here, I have so many clearings that I have to get plugged into each one of them in order to do them. The mind-body interference is how the mind energy is affecting the body. And it's also communication between, we have two things going on here. We have the dark side mind interfering with the body, number one, okay? And then we also have the spirit mind energy, your spirit consciousness, and I'll use the word mind. If I had another word to use, I would use it, but that's all that I have right now. So we have your spirit consciousness, I can use that instead, with the body and how that actually works with it. So we have two clearings that actually happen at one time. So we're going to take away the negative interference so the body can have healing. Remember, the mind is in there creating all this crud telling you that you feel fine. If you ask anybody on the street how they feel about something, especially spiritual things and the dark side, etc., they'll probably just get glossed over eyes and say they feel fine, when they really don't. So the programming is so strong that everybody will say they feel fine when they really don't, because they don't know what the dark side is doing, because you live in the darkness. So until you can actually feel a change or get out of the darkness, you're not going to know that you're in it. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, back to you, I guess. We're kind of running out of time here, looks like, but I'll just say we have the 4-hour Ascension call this Saturday. You can go online and get on it or send me an email. That's Saturday, 1 o'clock PST. It's normally always the third Saturday of the month. And I'll be going to Los Angeles. That'll be February, I believe it's the 13th. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Going back to New York in March. I think that's about the 27th. And we have six Edgar Cayce ARE workshops in Manhattan. So I hope to see everybody there at the New Life Expo and also at the ARE Center. So what do you want to add, Sylvia?
Let's see. Yeah, definitely this Saturday is a wonderful chance to have 4 hours of healing on the light ship. So connect with Ron if you're interested in that. And we will be back on Friday at 5 minutes before 7 Pacific on BBS, but on Station 2. So maybe we can continue this discussion. I know there were a lot of questions that we didn't really get to about the whole ascension process and this whole thing about the light and all that. So come on back on Friday, and we'll type your question in again. We'll get to it if we can. So we'll see you Friday. And until then, stay heart-centered, and blessings, everyone.
Okay, blessings.